Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable, and it is time for Sunday Morning Alive, a Sunday morning sermon, if you please, right here on our website. If you're in a situation that you can't go out to church, get in a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, stand upon the Word of God without apology, church, then you need to come here when you can and hear a sermon. It's imperative. It's important. As David put it, the psalmist David in the book of Psalms, "Thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet. It is a light unto my pathway." And how we need the illumination of God's truth and God's word in this sin-darkened world, that we might that we might walk that path called the King's Highway. Praise God. Amen. Where there is victory for every child of God promised in the Word of God because of a blood covenant that we have with God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that brings us to our title today, Covenant Claiming Faith. Covenant Claiming Faith. Now, before you begin to think immediately of the Old Covenant or Old Testament, or just think of Abraham's covenant and separate ourselves from it, there are some today that want to unhitch the Old Testament completely and say it has no relevance. And yet, the Bible is very clear. The faith that of the New Testament, the New Covenant, is built upon the apostles, the prophets, and Jesus Christ Himself as chief cornerstone. Amen. When Jesus wanted to verify His own ministry in the New Testament, He would say this, that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. There is much to say about the new covenant believer in the new covenant. Amen. About the covenant we have with God. And a covenant that is even greater than that of the Old Testament because of the shed blood of Jesus and the blood covenant that we have. But no doubt about it, we are covenant people, and God is in covenant with us through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we have such blessed assurance, is because the blood of Jesus speaks of better things establishing this covenant, this new covenant, than the blood of bulls and goats. Hallelujah. We have a better covenant established on better promises, but we indeed, therefore, have a covenant. So let's talk about claiming covenant blessings. I'm going to make some statements and we'll read it and you'll understand it. I was going to wait till I read the scripture. But while you're turning to Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 through 28, number one thing I want to establish through this sermon this morning, no more begging for crumbs, but believing for miracles. I want to say that again, no more begging for crumbs, but believing for miracles. It's time to come out from under the table and pull up your chair, dear Christian friend. We as believers are not stepchildren, but rather the very sons and daughters of God, Abba Father children. And we have a covenant-keeping God, and we, therefore, have a covenant to claim from Him. Listen to Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 through 28. You'll understand what I've just stated to you. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out from the same coast and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." And he answered her not a word. He ignored her, in other words. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away. She crieth after us." But he answered and said, "I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." You see, Gentiles had not been grafted in yet through the cross. But listen, Verse 25 said, "Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me." I'm going to tell you something. Even without a covenant, we serve a merciful God. Hallelujah. Even when Jesus is saying you don't have any right to claim any part of the covenant promises to Abraham's seed, being a Gentile, she still appealed to his mercy. Listen, God is still a merciful God, but when you add to his mercy a covenant benefit and blessing, it should cause our faith to grow into a covenant-claiming faith. Amen. A bold faith instead of a timid faith. But he answered and said, "It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs." Now, he's not denigrating her. He's saying it would be as if we were taking that was designated for my children and just throwing it to dogs. No. And she said, "Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. That's true. I have no right to claim this. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs." I love this. "Which fall from the master's table." Get out from under the table. If you were not an Abba Christian, an Abba daughter, an Abba son that can call God Abba because of what has transpired through the new covenant, dear friend of mine, you would be under the table begging for a crumb if you were believing God at all. I'm saying to you, it's time to come out from under the table and pull up a chair. We as believers are not stepchildren, but we are the very sons and daughters of God Almighty. We are part and parcel of His royal family. Praise God. Listen, she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith." Now, she wasn't claiming the covenant. She's just saying, I believe you're merciful. I believe if I cry out for help, it will touch your heart and you will help me. Amen. "Great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. The children's bread, emphasizing this here, something that belongs to the children of God, the covenant children of God, Abraham's seed, if you please. Jesus is declaring, you not being a Jew by lineage have no right to covenant blessings. But she persisted and appealed to his mercy, and he blessed her with a miracle of deliverance for her daughter. There are three distinct seeds of Abraham: the natural seed, the Arab nations through Ishmael, and the covenant seed through Isaac and Israel, and the spiritual seed through Christ, both Jew and Greek, Jew and Gentile, who have been made one in Christ. I want to emphasize that again. The spiritual seed of Abraham, who have every right to children's bread, both Jew and Greek, Jew and Gentile, who have been made one in Christ. Look with me at Romans 2, 28 and 29. "For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." Amen. Listen, I'm not a Jew through lineage, but I am a Jew in the sense of every blessing, covenant blessing of God, plus the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So I can't claim Abraham's blessing because I am through the seed, the covenant seed through Isaac, but I am claiming the covenant blessings through the seed that is through Jesus Christ, that brings both Jew and Gentile and makes us one through his cross. Listen to Galatians 3:26-29. For ye are all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Listen, friend, we as believers in Jesus have been grafted into the true vine. The wall that separated the covenant people from the non-covenant people is gone. Ephesians 2:11-16. Listen to it. A lot of scripture today. It'll be worth it. Wherefore remember that you being Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's every lost person, Jew or Gentile, today. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Children's bread is now our bread. Hallelujah. The natural seed of Abraham has no more right to it than the spiritual seed of Abraham. In fact, the spiritual seed have more right, because not only do we have the old covenant standing, the promise God made, but we have the new covenant added. Hallelujah. And the new covenant speaks of better things, for the blood of Jesus speaks of better things. Having abolished, verse 15, in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself twain one man, one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Jew and Gentile reconciled to God and becoming one. Friend, no more begging for crumbs, but believing for miracles. It's time to come out from under the table and pull up your chair. Some people are not even begging for crumbs. We don't even believe that God would do these mighty things anymore. We're just drifting along, driven by the wind and tossed. Oh, friend of mine, it's time that we established our faith on the covenant promises of God in the new covenant. Praise God. Listen to Galatians 3:7-14. Know ye that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. The just shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. Dear friend of mine, God has given us the Holy Spirit, sealed us with the Holy Spirit, saved us because of the shed blood of Jesus, not of works. The law is kept through two new commandments that are kept by us by the new nature. Not sinless perfection, but a brand new nature of loving God with everything that we are and everything that we have, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets, so that God can be just and a justifier of them who that put their trust in Jesus Christ. I've never seen a day with such a pushback, not just from the world against the gospel of Jesus Christ and the new covenant and all that it contains, but even with any many circles of the community of believers and many denominational structures, there's a pushback against the miracle power, miracle working power of God through the Holy Spirit. The day of miracles is being pushed away as if we have no covenant through the blood of Jesus. Friend, not only do we have a covenant, we have a better covenant. You know what it says in the old covenant? What David said in the old covenant, in which we have a better covenant. What does the old covenant offer? David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's in me," in Psalm 103. "And forget not his benefits." These are the benefits of having that covenant that they had through Abraham with God. Amen. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. And forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Didn't they call God Jehovah Rophe, if I'm pronouncing it right, the Lord our physician? And where did he declare himself to be that? When he brought them out of Egypt, he said, "I will put none of these diseases on you which has come upon Egypt, for I am Jehovah Rophe. I am the Lord thy healer and thy physician." A question is put forward in the old covenant: is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Is there no healing? Yes, there is. And there still is on a greater degree today than then. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, who forgiveth mine iniquities and healeth all of my diseases, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle, and who delivers my soul from destruction." That's not a bad covenant to claim. During the pandemic, many were claiming the covenant promise to the covenant people in Psalm 91. "Because thou hast made the Lord thy God thy habitation, and under his wings thou art come to trust." Praise God, thou shalt not be afraid of the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that wasteth at noonday, nor the plague, for it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Listen, friend of mine, these are covenant promises to be claimed by covenant faith, or faith in the covenant. Amen. That's why the title of this is Covenant Claiming Faith. What would happen if God's covenant children, and believe me, the New Testament is new covenant. That's what it's all about. The new covenant is declared in the old covenant. It was something to come, and Jesus came to ratify it and establish it through his cross and his sacrifice. And we are new covenant believers. So we have the blessing of Abraham's old covenant with this added bonus of the blood covenant through Jesus Christ today. The spiritual covenant that brings both Jew and Gentile into, amen, this place of favor with God, of reconciliation to God, of becoming children of God, whereby we are able to cry, Abba, Father. And I'm telling you, He's waiting for us to claim some promises by faith. In the book of Hebrews, the book of chapter 11, the faith chapter, it speaks of claiming promises. It says that they obtained, by faith, they obtained promises. And when they obtained these promises, let me say this in closing. I don't have much time, and I got a whole lot more to say. And I'm talking too fast, I realize. But listen, through faith they obtained promises. Because they obtained promises, out of weakness they were made strong. Out of weakness they were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight and put the armies of the aliens to flight. These are people claiming by faith their covenant rights. This is something that's children's bread. This is something that belongs to you and belongs to me as a child of God. That's why they were told to call the elders of the church and be anointed with oil, and the prayer of faith would save the sick and the Lord would raise them up, because we have a covenant as the children of God to claim. This is not trying to pry something that God hasn't purposed for us out of His hands. No, this is taking something by faith that He has offered through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. With His stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Yes, initially. Yeah, initially, and in the full context of that, and the greater healing of all from the deadly wounds and the deadly poison of sin. Yes, but that opens the door for every other blessing. Praise God. They were claiming covenants when they called the elders to pray for them, because they knew these teachings of Jesus that I am sharing with you. Look with me at Luke 13, 10 through 16. And He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Listen now. A spirit of infirmity 18 years. And bowed together, and could in no wise even lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days men ought to work in them. Therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day? And not on the Sabbath day? Then the Lord answered him and said, Thou hypocrite. He didn't mince words, did he? Doth thou not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead them away to watering? And ought not. Now this ought is a shortened term. It means O2. O2 shortened is ought. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom, listen, this is the key to this. It's not meet to take the children's bread and give it to someone else. But this, if this is children's bread, these blessings, these answers to prayer, these responses of God to those who claim their covenant by faith. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Now I'm going to tell you, she didn't have what she had because God willed it for some purpose of His. She had the problem she had because of a spirit that had made her this sick physically. Dear friend of mine, we're attributing to God many things that the devil is doing. We're teaching a doctrine as if we have no covenant with God and no promise from God and nothing in the Bible that gives us any right to claim that that is ours. The devil is defrauding God's people out of that that God has purposed to give them. I would never pray for the sick again if I didn't believe that we have a standing covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. And if I didn't believe that James 5:14 held just as much authority as John 3:16. What is John 3:16? For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. We declare that as the declared Word of God, that He promised it, He purposed it, and if someone will believe it and respond to it by repenting, receiving Jesus, that they will be saved. No wonder people have faith when we declare a promise, as God's purpose, and we declare it with such authority. What would happen if we begin to declare James 5:14? They knew they had a covenant with God. They knew they could expect Him to respond when they claimed the covenant. That's why they said, if there's any sick among you, let them call the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil, a type of the Holy Spirit who is present to carry out the will and the purpose of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And let them lay hands on them, anointing them with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Praise God. This is claiming a covenant. So many churches today used to do that. We used to believe that. I've even heard of pastors telling people whatever problem they have, disease, devastating disease, it's all God's purpose somehow. Just trust Him and receive it as a gift from Him. We have people thanking God for that. That's killing them, taking them out of commission before their time, giving place to the devil. It was the devil making this woman sick, not God. It wasn't God's purpose for her to be sick. It was the devil's purpose to destroy her. And because she was a seed of Abraham, she had a right to claim her healing. And he just knew she was a seed of Abraham. He went ahead and declared, I'm healing her because she's got a covenant. He wanted to do it so bad. He didn't wait for her to understand it and claim it. He just went over and gave her the benefit of it because she was seed of Abraham. Well, we are the seed of Abraham. If He's willing, that willing to help and respond because of that fact, what happens when we just use our faith? That's why they said, if there's any sick, let them call. They got a covenant. We have a covenant, and we can claim the covenant in their behalf. If there's any sick among you, without exception, let them call the elders of the church. By the way, elders are not part of that board of businessmen who are the great contributors who hire and fire pastors. No, it wasn't that kind of political board. This word elder means mature ones. It's people who know who they are in Jesus Christ, and they know who Jesus Christ is in them. This is not name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. This is simply taking God at His word, acknowledging, are you a seed of Abraham? Are you a daughter and son of Abraham? Are you a daughter and son of the living God today? Are you an Abba Father Christian? Do you have any rights at all? Does a promise have any weight today? That through faith, when we obtain promises out of weakness, we are made strong. Wax valiant in fight. We become bold in our faith, and the enemy begins to fall back as we come forward, claiming that the devil is trying to defraud us from today. I want to encourage you as a Christian today to believe God for your health, to believe God for your healing when there's a problem. I'm not telling you to not take medicine. I'm not telling you not to go to a doctor. I'm not telling you not to have an operation. I'm telling you that we have a covenant with God, and if He uses some of those things and people, that is still a miracle. God is still our source. But I'm telling you, don't discount and discredit God. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Have faith in Him and go to Him before anyone and look to Him before anyone or anything else, and let Him bring it in the way that He wants to bring it, that will bring Him the most honor and the most glory. I want you to know that God loves you today, and through faith we can obtain promises. And every promise then to the person who is releasing their faith in that promise and in the God who keeps His promises and keeps His covenant to 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. Anyone who does that is claiming the promise of God. And every promise of God reveals a purpose of God for His people. There are specific promises to people, and there are general promises to everyone. And these promises of answered prayer and divine intervention is to Jew and Greek, bond, free, male, female. We are all one in Jesus Christ, and we have a covenant with God. Hallelujah. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. I just plead the blood for you today in this listening audience. And in the name of Jesus, I pray that what you are right now believing Him for, that by faith you're able to receive it. That's how we claim it. By faith, we just reach out to God. For they that come to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Whose report shall we believe today? We used to sing that, whose report do you believe? And we would respond, it's a rhetorical question to us who believe. We will believe the report of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Somebody's going to reach out by faith and receive healing today. Somebody's going to reach out by faith. Somebody is going to quit begging for crumbs, but believing for miracles. Somebody today in this audience is going to come out from under the table and pull up your chair and take a big hunk of children's bread and enjoy the benefit and blessing of the covenant we have with God through the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We, as believers, I want to state it again in closing, we are not stepchildren, but rather sons and daughters of God. We are Abba, Father, children. We can claim every promise by covenant that He has made to every one of us. I would be dead today. I would have been dead before I reached my 9th birthday because of the stage of leukemia that I had when I was 8 years old. But dear friend of mine, I went to a church. They took me to a church where they were praying for the sick and anointing with oil. And God healed me. Not because He had this great purpose. Of course, He called me to preach early in my life. When I was 21 going on 22, when I got truly saved, He called me to preach the gospel. I would have never made it to that stage had I not been healed supernaturally and had not someone believed in James 5:14 enough to anoint me with oil, rebuke the cancer in my blood. You have to believe you have a covenant to do that. And that mighty, wonderful, miracle-working God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, This Jesus who walked the sandy shores of Galilee reached out his hand and put it on the hand that was laying on me. And the Lord, not that preacher, he prayed the prayer of faith, but the Lord raised me up. And he's still raising people up to this day. And I encourage you, look unto God today. Look unto the Lord. Come to him, not under the table, begging for crumbs. Pull your chair up and say, Lord, I'm coming to receive that you have so graciously provided for me through the shed blood of your Son and my Savior, Jesus Christ. With his stripes, I am healed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, the Bible said, as we read, you're without God and without hope. Not just without hope of help from him and answered prayers from him, but without hope of living eternally with him and escaping eternal separation and punishment and banishment from him. Today, you can come to God who will keep his covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ to forgive you. If you'll repent of your sin and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God will abundantly pardon you. He will save your soul. He will seal you with the Holy Spirit. He will make you his own. He will mark you, therefore, as belonging to him. And he will keep you safe from the wrath to come. Don't run from him today. The blood of Jesus has been shed for you, especially for you, so that you can be saved. For it's not his will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. That's the attitude. That's the humility. That's how we come. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Forgive me. Help me to overcome. I turn from darkness to light, from Satan to God, and from sin to Christ. Come to Jesus. Receive him as your Savior. Plead the blood. Hallelujah. For it was shed for your salvation. In Jesus Christ's name. And then you can claim every covenant promise. For they are yea and amen to everyone that believes in Jesus' name.